Good morning, everyone. I guess all the people in the room may know climate change. One of the misconceptions of climate change is people usually think anthropogenic climate change is equal to global warming. Of course not. Global warming is one example of anthropogenic climate change. Because of rapid increase of greenhouse gases, surface temperature has been rising rapidly since 1960. The warming does not happen only at the surface. If you look at up above, like 10 kilometers or 20 kilometers above the ground, actually maximum warming is found around 12 to 15 kilometers above the ground in the tropics. This warming at the surface and interior atmosphere has significant impact in the atmospheric circulation and global hydrology. Presumably some of you may know what's going on global warming. But I would like to introduce something new idea. Another big example of anthropogenic climate change is ozone hole. Because of rapid emission, large amount of emission of CFC, the ozone in the stratosphere has been rapidly decreased, which is often called ozone hole. The stratosphere, by saying stratosphere, it means atmosphere around 12 to 40 kilometers above the ground. So it's really high up there. So it has some impact to the UV light at the surface and some impact to the ecosystem over the southern hemisphere. But so far, not many people are interested in the possible impact of ozone hole to the climate change. Again, this one happens in 12 or 40 kilometers high. And this only happens in the southern hemisphere. It's far away. So do we need to care of it? My answer is yes. This beautiful figure shows the typical structure of ozone hole. That's the ozone hole. The next one shows the amount of ozone over the Antarctic as a function of year. So you can see dots and solid lines. Dots are satellite observations. And solid lines are model output using chemistry climate models. So as you can see, from 1960 to 2000, amount of ozone concentration has been rapidly decreased. Then you can see a kind of saturation here. Then climate model predicts this ozone may increase in the future. This increase in ozone is mainly due to the Montreal Protocol. Then what's the impact of this ozone depletion and ozone recovery? This figure shows climate model simulation, and it shows southern hemisphere precipitation trend. So that bluish color shows decrease in precipitation, reddish color shows increase in precipitation. If you look at only these two, that's the past and future climate simulation with global warming only. So you can see some increase and decrease of precipitation. But if we add decrease in ozone and increase in ozone, now overall precipitation pattern is very different. Because of ozone hole, the precipitation is about twice, precipitation trend is twice larger than this one. In the future, ozone recovery will cancel this trend. So, bottom line is, ozone matters in climate change. More important aspect of this figure is, now, I said global warming will change precipitation. In the future, because of the Montreal Protocol, this signal will disappear. This is a really good example of how human beings contribute to climate change. By reducing CFC, we are removing not only the ozone hole, but also we can weaken the circulation chains associated with global warming. All right? If you guys are interested in this issue, I strongly recommend to read one of my papers. This is. Thank you.
Great. Okay. We like it.